USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders has kicked off his 2020 presidential campaign with his rally in his hometown, Brooklyn, New York. He returned to the Brooklyn College campus where he was a student.
We are going to transform this country.
He revived some of his older themes from his 2016 run.
And finally create an economy and a government which works for all of us, not just the 1%.
The Vermont senator will hold another rally on Sunday on Chicago's Navy Pier. Officials in Sacramento, California say they've decided not to bring criminal charges against two police officers who shot an unarmed black man to death last year. The officers say they believe that 22-year-old Stephen Clark had a gun as he ran into his grandmother's backyard. But investigators say he only had a cell phone. The shooting sparked nationwide protests. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL is thinking about adding an official to help the field referees. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The league's agreed to study the concept of adding a so-called sky judge at the request of coaches who want to try to eliminate obvious officiating errors like a missed pass interference penalty in the NFC Championship game that helped the Rams beat the Saints.
But that should have been a penalty. And John Payton is justifiably upset.
The sky judge, which is already used in the Canadian Football League, would be an additional official placed in the press box tasked with assisting officials on the field. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a busy week for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's planning a trip to Iowa to discuss the role of agriculture that helps bring prosperity to the American people. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo will deliver remarks to the Future Farmers of America meeting in Des Moines. He'll also meet with high school students that have an interest in public service careers. One of the highlights of his visit will be a tour of a research facility where he'll learn more about agri-science, innovation, and food security. His visit will also include a meeting with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Terry Branstad, the former governor of Iowa and now the U.S. ambassador to China, will accompany the secretary during the visit. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.